escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So I got this tweet from a dude named Can I Borrow a Dollar, which is cool.
No.
He said, my concern is if the Commander starters got enough quality work in training camp, joint practices, and preseason games.
And I think that's fair. Because we have fans who always tell, I hear them all the time, well, you don't want people to get hurt. But then later on, well, man, we starting slow. You can't have your cake and eat it too. But I tell you one thing, Pat Mahomes plays every preseason. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has played much in preseason. Josh Allen don't play much.
Lamar hasn't played in four years, I heard.
Pat plays all the time. If Pat plays and they've been as winning as much as they have, I'm just going to say, I'm going to keep leaning to that side. But you get the right to do what you want to do. But once the season starts, you better hit the ground running.
One thing that changes a lot for me, I think you got to get some work. Just like face the speed of football.
Yeah.
Right?
Get ready for football by playing football.
That said, I mean, dude, Mahomes threw 13 passes in the third preseason game.
Yeah.
It tells you a lot. But I do think the old system, when they had four preseason games, that last preseason game was about 8 days before week one.
Yeah.
And it was just before the final cuts.
Yeah.
So it was vital. Now,
that last preseason game, nobody played in it. People played in the third preseason game. So it's very similar to what goes on now.
I wonder if the coaches now look at that two-week gap and they're like, playing today is not going to impact 2 weeks from now. That's why they go in the second one if they go at all, most of the league.
Yeah, but then that's 3 weeks ahead away from the season.
Totally.
You know, I think that the more the front offices and the analytical people have gotten involved, it's more about what they think and not necessarily what it is about football.
I think they could have given Jaden another drive in the Bengals game.
Easily.
It wouldn't have been awful to see him throw a pass.
Yeah.
But
easily.
I think when he ran for that touchdown, people are like, yo, get him out. Get him out. I am not overly concerned that they didn't get enough work. I guess we'll find out, right?
I watched him in practice and I was impressed with how much work they get. It's never going to get to the intensity how it was back in the day. But the amount of plays that they get off in practice is amazing. And I think that's the way that they play. You know, so some level of that is getting you where you want to go. But I'm always concerned about the physicality. Early on.
To that end, I think it's a bigger loss that they lost that Ravens joint practice than necessarily starters getting more preseason work, like playing in game three or something. I think that joint practice against Baltimore would have had more value.
Yeah, because more of the starters would have played, and that's a team that you, listen, whether you like them or not, they come and they play physical. They play physical. And I think it's great work for your team.
As for our AAA poll question of the day, are you concerned about the record? The only thing I'd like to point out to you, Brian, the Browns went undefeated this preseason.
Yeah.
Draw your own conclusions about the record in the preseason. all right, I want to hit these phones, man. Start with Lewis. Lewis, are you concerned how the preseason ended?
No, not one bit. There are three meaningless games, and the last thing I want to do is see somebody get hurt. I mean, I can understand if you have maybe a new quarterback, offensive line, and you have to do a lot of 11 evaluating, and if your team clicked. But if you already have a good 11 and on offense and defense and or okay, and you wanted to kind of rest or keep your veterans from getting hurt, nope, I don't care less. If you lost 100-0, I wouldn't care less. The only game I cared about was that 2 and first quarter.
Yeah. Right. Appreciate the call, Lou.
The question I always ask, though, when you hear people say that, well, you don't want nobody to get hurt. They can get hurt the first play of the regular season game. And the question I ask, does that make it any different? You know what I mean? Whether it's the preseason or they get hurt in the first game, first play of the regular season, does it really make that big of a difference? Injuries happen in football, okay? And that's why you got to prepare everybody. Remember, I used to always say, prepare 53, not just the 22.
Totally.
And eventually someone else is going to have to play. I don't think no starting 22 that starts plays the whole season. I don't think it ever happened.
Never. Jim is in Manassas. Jim, you worried by the preseason?
B. McFinley, Aquarium Boys, how's everybody doing
on
this Monday?
We're good, bud.
Well, first off, I want to thank all of you for your coverage on the team, your humor, your insight, your wisdom based off of how long you guys have been around. It's really, really helpful, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, dude.
I'm not concerned, to be honest. The people we're seeing out there in the preseason were third, fourth, fifth stringers. If it gets to the point in the season where we have to rely on such players, then the season's already a wash. So I'm not concerned. In terms of a slow start, at least for the offense, I'm not concerned about that based off of the one drive we saw in the Bengals game. That really alleviated a lot of the worries. It's more so players that I'm concerned, certain players that I'm concerned about slow starts. I mean, Sam Cosmi, it's a given with his injury. And then Terry, simply because he hasn't been practicing. One thing on Terry before I get off the air, because I know there's a lot of calls, but, you know, when he was there on Saturday, I know, you know, people thought that would be a good thing for him to show his face around the team. But based off the reaction I'm seeing on Twitter, it's kind of breaking my heart to see how many people are just turning on Terry. I just kind of understand that's the business of the game. So what vibe, what sort of sense did he get from Terry as he was in the stadium? I'll take it off the air. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate you. Specific to Terry.
Listen, man, I don't need no vibe. First of all, people are sitting there talking about his body language, how he was looking.
I got a lot of body
language. Man, get over all that crap. What you want me to do? Did you watch the game on Saturday? Who was walking around there with great body language? I was in the booth and didn't have damn great body language. I guarantee that.
Yeah, I think the body language experts got to chill with McLaurin. There was a difference. If you watch Revo at all, he's just this constant ball of energy flying around and trying to coach up young guys. That's just not
that's who he is.
Yeah, Terry's more reserved, especially. Listen, man, if this is week 12 and it's a game that matters, Terry's going to be week 12 is a bye week. Week 13, home against Denver, Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense has a big third down. Terry's going to be standing on the bench waving his arms.
Yeah.
But it was August 23rd. I don't think Terry's sideline behavior
the people
should be reflective
who
of
anything. Making those comments are the same people who are saying they don't want people to get hurt. They don't, and the preseason don't mean anything. So why does that mean so much for him then? And don't compare a person who's normally low-key to a person who's very jovial. Revo is jovial as hell, gonna always be that way. Jaden is jovial as hell, gonna always be that way. Other guys won't be. So, I mean, and if I'm dealing with something personal with the team, I have a right to have my feelings. Why do I have to run around being happy just to please somebody else?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's annoying, man.
We'll take another call here. Our guy Rusty is in Delaware. Rusty, what up?
Morning, boys. I tell you, it is annoying, Brian, but it's not as annoying as listening to Terry talk every single day. I will be so glad when this stuff is over. Not worried about the preseason. Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's not a good look when your backups go out there and lay an egg. But I do believe that the practice time is more valuable in this current setup. And I do kind of have a question. Once we end up going to an 18-game schedule – how's the preseason even going to look?
It's going to look just like they look right now in college football. Practice and
right.
Then start
so
playing.
If everything is designed basically for the league to start slow, that's kind of how it has become. People are going to have their hands all in a bunch when these guys come out and lay eggs in two preseason games.
The fact that
I worry about week one and the real games.
The fact that people do not practice anyway and players don't play, I figure go right to the way it used to be, like it is in college. Hell, in college football, you see Texas is playing Ohio State first game, right?
Yeah.
They haven't played any preseason games. I think since preseason means nothing to everybody, why the hell play them? Just go play the regular season game. Because I know the people that's paying for the tickets have a problem with how much they got to pay for a preseason game when no stars out there.
Amen.
Thanks for the call, Rusty. You think when they go to 18 that they'll just drop the preseason altogether?
No, they're not going to drop it because it's a money-making thing for the league. But should they drop it? Yes. Since it doesn't matter, no one thinks it matters. So why play it?
It's a fair question. I don't want to get too down in the weeds on Terry. If people are concerned about Terry, I'm not. I know the dude pretty well.
I'll just say if Terry's on the football field, I'll go to war with him every day.
Agree with that.
Because I know how he's going to battle.
I got a real question for you, B. I understand wanting to keep three quarterbacks. I'm not trying to be overly critical because I know these guys and they're nice people, right? But I've said this since I saw him day one. Me and Fortier used to argue about this. I don't think Hartman has the arm to throw the out in the pros. Like,
he has two pick sixes. But he has to be
a lot faster.
Much more in tune and let it go sooner because that ball he threw for that left hash back to that sideline, ball was thrown so late and it was late and inside. If it's late and outside, you won't have a problem.
Jeff could pick that off. I don't, like, for all the people, I think if Mariota was healthy this preseason, everything looks a lot different. I think it was tough to gather a lot of. Now, DQ was asked that, if it's hard to, is it hard to get an evaluation based on the quarterback play? And he said no, and that the team is able to still watch a bunch of the tape and have different conclusions. It definitely makes it a little more challenging.
Yeah, it does. It does. And see, what concerns me more, it's not who didn't play. It's the guys that got to work with that mediocre play that never gave them a chance to really show what they were about. You know what I'm saying? So you hate to be your decision is going to be based off of what somebody else had to do, and they didn't do their job at a high level. You know what I'm saying?
DQ asked if he could evaluate the receivers based on the quarterback play. Said you really have to look at it from the receiver spot. Where was the route? Like, for instance, there was a time last week when Luke absolutely got on top of somebody on a deep route. Now, we didn't throw it that way, and so maybe we didn't take the attempt to him, but you felt the speed of him absolutely. Going forward, I would say it's, are you in the right spot doing the right route? And if the ball doesn't go your way, I think it's more difficult than if you were getting covered. You got beat, and the ball wasn't able to go your way because of getting guarded in that way. So it is a good question. I don't think it hampers the receiver unless there was an errant throw or a decision not to go to the correct read. I think he took the high road of saying, yeah, it's a bit of an issue, but we're still watching the tape and know what these guys are doing, even if they're not getting the ball.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep four tight ends, and I think they will, and you're going to keep four backs, and I think they will, did Hartman, I definitely don't think Hartman, I don't even think Johnson forced his way to have to be on this first 53. And I don't, honestly, I don't really have any concern that you can get Hartman back to your practice squad if that's what you want. I don't have a ton of concern that you lose Josh Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He was available halfway through the year last year.
He was. But if you got three people, if you got those people out there competing, Johnson won the competition.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's be real about that. But it comes down to what you want to do and how you want to feel. And what I'm more concerned about, will 18, is his number 18, Mariota?
Yeah.
When the season starts, is he going to be healthy and on the sideline?
He told
us. Because he has proven to me that he can go up and handle his business.
He told us the other day, he talked the last practice, Thursday. He's dealing with ankle Achilles tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
He really appreciates that the team's given him the time to rest and recover and rehab. Said he hates rehab. It's super boring. He's just walking on a treadmill. And he said, he's like, you know, in my role, it's a little different, but if my number was to get called week one, I think I'll be good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And Marcus is a veteran player. I tend to trust him. I think DQ and the medical and the training operation have earned that trust to handle guys the right way.
Yeah.
And the fact that Jeff Driscoll is now available, and he was your third quarterback last year, I almost wonder if you try to get him back. I thought Driscoll looked better in his work in the preseason and camp last year than necessarily what we've seen either years, either guys this year. I like Josh Johnson. If you get in a situation where you got to play Josh Johnson, he's a third string quarterback, but he's capable of it. I don't think we have to worry too much about Sam Hartman. And I think if you're going to go four tight ends, four backs, assuming you go six wideouts, I'm curious who your sixth wideout would be.
I'm be honest, man. Brooks, 16?
Yeah. That's where I'd go.
He to me, has done enough to be on the roster.
Well, and I wonder, with a talented rookie, undrafted guy like Brooks, I don't know that he'd get claimed, but I think if I was running a different team, I'd be more interested in claiming an undrafted rookie wide receiver that could maybe continue to develop over time with some physical skills than a 39-year-old journeyman quarterback or a second-year quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, if you're concerned making these roster decisions, who am I going to lose if I cut them? Who will I not be able to get back to my practice squad? I think Brooks is a way bigger target league-wide than either Hartman or Johnson.
More than likely.
Right? Like, yeah. So if you're going to go four backs, four tight ends, six wideouts, that's 14. You're going to keep 9 O-linemen?
Yeah.
Maybe that becomes 8 if you put Cosby on IR, give yourself a little wiggle room.
Mm-hmm. A little chance to play with it.
But, like, if you want to keep 9 O-linemen, 14 plus 9 is 23, right? Only room for 2 quarterbacks, unless you're going to go with an uneven balance. And maybe you can do that.
And they normally have. They've been going 2 quarterbacks, 1 on the practice squad.
Last year, they kept Driscoll on the active.
Yeah, so.
And then Hartman on the practice squad. I think they're keeping. You think they're keeping 4 backs? Eckler, McNichols, Rodriguez, and Bill?
I think 4 of them come out of that, yeah.
And then we're going to talk tight ends. Ertz is on the team. Bates is on the team. Sennett. Yankoff. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking calls the whole hour.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.